Well, where would you say he's feeling sick, if he was feeling sick right here?
Well, that's the right side. It said he might have appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. What if it was just a regular old, but, you know, stomach ache?
Find some camphor or something.
Would you say he got sick in his stomach or got sick at his stomach or what?
Well, we see he got sick on his stomach.
Okay. Now, I don't know if they ever have these around here, but they have somewhere that's a real noisy celebration after a wedding where you go to the bride and the groom's house and make a lot of noise and holler at them and everything like that. Do you have a name for that kind of thing?
That's, in other words, you're saying that he...
They used to do it a lot more, I think, back in the old days. I don't think they do it as much now.
Well, they, I was trying to think. I wonder that question again, please.
It's about if after a wedding, the people around them, especially like if the people weren't really happy about them getting married, they didn't approve of one of the people or something, they might go to their house right after the wedding, you know, when they're like, if they were starting on their honeymoon or something like that, make a lot of noise outside the window to try to keep them up and that kind of thing. Do you have a name for that? For that kind of thing?
That's pretty hard to get to, because now you see, you had a wedding, and then you come back, and you having a go away party, or you could say you had a there's another good word there, a banquet, or unusual. Now my son got married Sunday, Saturday.
Congratulations.
Yes, my grandson, of a church. And he said we're going to have a reception. We call it a reception.
Right. Okay.
And have a reception at Grandpa's house. That's a reception.
What do some people call a kind of spook or spirit to frighten children with? Like, they might say, you better behave or something will get you. What do they call that?
If you don't behave, something
will get you.
And that'd be a whooping.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be punished.
Well, I mean, if they're talking about a kind of spook or something like that,
yeah.
That's going to come and get them, you know, you just
scare them. Yes, they pull children like that. Says if you don't behave, says, old bad man gonna get you.
Okay.
And that was called the devil.
Right. Now how would you greet a friend on December 25th, or just if you're passing on the street, you might say what to him?
Oh, that's the day of Christ's birth.
Right. So yeah. What might you just say to somebody when you met them on the street around that time of year? People say it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Just say,
Blessed of Christ.
Yeah. Well, how would you, like if you were a friend of yours was walking by but you didn't really have time to talk to him, you might say just what to him and say walk by.